It's Tuesday, news listeners, and time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of May, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Now, we're starting off with Twitter today, and those tweets you deleted, well, guess what? They're back! Yes, another bizarre bug over there at Twitter. This time, multiple users saying that those tweets that they deleted suddenly reappearing again. In fact, one security expert noted that Twitter actually restored about 34,000 messages, and it's widespread as well. Now, from what we can tell, mostly the impact is those who deleted their tweets via a third-party service like Redact or Tweet Delete. Other users are saying, no, they just deleted it from Twitter itself, and suddenly it's back. As far as any actual confirmation of what's really causing it, yeah, we don't know. We'll have to wait for Elon to get up in the morning. Well, from deletes, we go to fixing. That's because we're hopping from Twitter to WhatsApp now. And that long overdue feature of being able to actually edit your messages when you've already sent them, yeah, finally has arrived. Yes, as of yesterday, WhatsApp's new update will let you do a little spell correction or just completely say, no, that's not what I wanted to say to you, and edit your message entirely, as long as it's within a 15-minute range. After that, what's there? Yeah, it's set in stone, or internet history. Pretty simple to do, too, if you want to modify a sent message. Just long press on it and choose edit. That'll pop up in a little menu option there. And what's kind of nice is no one else in the chat will actually be able to see the edit history. But they'll know that you've actually modified it. Of course, not everything can be secret. Now, if you don't have the feature just yet, don't be alarmed, you're not the only one. Even though you may have updated the app, the feature will be actually rolling out to everybody in the coming weeks. And finally, yep, throw away those fake IDs and get out your fake palms, because that's what you're going to need now if you need to buy a drink. Well, at least if you're purchasing some alcohol via Amazon. Yes, Amazon's palm scanning technology can actually let you buy your adult beverage without actually getting your ID out, because apparently your palm tells your age. And it's had its first test run at Coors Field in Colorado. Amazon actually shared this in a post yesterday, announcing that the Amazon One scanner can now verify your age when it's used in places like bars. Now, those of you out there familiar with the palm scanner know that it's in those go stores that allows you to pay for your groceries just via your palm, which of course is linked to one of your paying accounts, credit card, bank, you get the idea. Well, now moving on from that, Amazon One now has got age verification rolling out. So if you're catching a baseball game and want to chug down a brewski, better whip out that palm. And you better be 21 years or older. Because palms, yeah, they may be a little bit harder to fake. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the website of the BTN Network. That's where you can find the news show, the Mac show, and the big show. If you love the news show too, you can support us over at Patreon at patreon.com/BTN News. Don't forget to check out BTN on the socials at Twitter at British Tech, or come by the Slack room and join the community today at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best that's happening in tech. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.